Hello, Pastor Chris Wickland here, and I want to share with you today some dreams that I've had for a very long time. These are repetitive dreams that have been going on really from, I guess, 2000 and the end of 2008, 2009, they kind of started, and right through to present day. And I'm going to call today's word the Riddle of the Two Brides. Now, just to give this a bit of context for you, remember, what I'm about to say must be put in its context biblically. So, for example, we know in the book of Ezekiel, the prophet had a wife, excuse me, and she died. And so, but that represented something pertaining to Israel, and the husband represents God and his grief over his people. And then we, who were at that time in exile, and then we come to the story we all know of Hosea. And Hosea, again, represents God, and his bride was to be a prostitute. And so that represents God's heartache to a wife, to a people that were constantly committing harlotry and idolatry against Almighty God. So please put it, what I'm about to say, in context of that, okay? So in these dreams I've had for a long time now, really since 2009, let's just say 2009 onwards, so I had two dreams of, not two dreams, a series of dreams of two wives that I have. The first wife is brunette and the second wife is blonde. Now, the two wives represent the two stages of the church. And I just want to explain this now. So what do I mean by that? So the first bride, the brunette bride, she eventually dies. And in her death, she represents the death of the modern day church as it currently is. Now, when I say the death of the church, I don't mean the death of Christians, but the death of the institution, the death of the organization, the death of the culture, and what defines Christianity as we understand it today. And excuse me, I'd say this is specific. My dreams are always specific for Britain, so, but this could apply to the Western world at large, but and Europe and America maybe, but I certainly know this is to do with Britain. And in these dreams, that the first wife, she died of a strange disease, and I saw what this disease was. Now, in another dream, I saw this kind of white spittle type fizz liquid that was devouring every house in all of Britain, and there was nothing you could do to stop it. There was no antidote, there was nothing. The only thing you could do was allow this plague, if so to speak, of this weird white liquid, was eventually to destroy every single house, and the houses represented churches, in all of Britain. And once it's finally devoured everything, it then devours itself and then it dies. It was the only way you could get rid of it, okay? So it was a complete death of everything that we know as it currently stands, of the institutional church. And I don't mean things like just the Church of England. I'm even talking about your average charismatic evangelical church. You know, this is the way we've done things. This is how we do things, our culture, our understanding of things. All of it died. But the white fizz itself, it came in these dreams, it landed on my body, and it, although it was very uncomfortable, it wouldn't eat my flesh or anything like that. So this is referring to the structures of the church. That it would destroy. And to all intents and purposes, to the outside world, it looks like the church has gone. And the world is like, where did the church go? She's gone. You know, all these buildings, all these things, they've all been shut down. What's happened to Christianity? But of course, the reality is that Christianity, for a period of time, has moved underground. Now, remember, Jesus said in his parables, unless a seed falls into the ground and dies, then it cannot bear much great fruit, yeah? And so once that seed dies, it then in the ground, it then becomes something, it starts sprouting and rooting and becomes something great. So in the other dreams, so after the death of my first wife in these dreams, or my first bride, then comes the next bride. Now remember, these are all just metaphors, they're all just symbols. And so in the next series of dreams, which started in 2009, was this blonde-haired lady. Now, in this dream, I got her whole backstory. She was constantly rejected by people and rejected by men and rejected by all manner of things and rejected. Her whole life was just filled with rejection. And I was bemused because it was like, she seems actually quite a nice person. So why is it they keep on rejecting her? And it's kind of like the Cinderella story. They just hated her. They just kept being cruel and mean to her, even though she herself had really done nothing wrong. And so and then in these dreams, eventually, I had a dream where it was called Life on the Farm. And this was the first one I had in 2009. And I was walking down this road and it showed me all the phases of my own personal ministry, but what was yet to come. And in this dream that I saw that I was married to this blonde haired woman. I was like, well, I thought mine was brunette. And obviously that happens later. I see that the brunette woman dies and what she represents the church as it currently is. And then this blonde haired woman, she in this part of the dream, she was then my wife. And remember what I said about remember the biblical metaphors? So as the prophet was married to a harlot, for example, that represents God and his harlot church or his harlot people Israel. So in the dream, I am representing, I guess, I know it sounds blasphemous, but again, remember it in the context of the Old Testament prophets, I was representing God and the woman was representing the church. Okay, so don't get funny about this. I know it sounds a bit strange. But in this dream, so I was married to the blonde-haired lady after the previous one had died. And I saw the phases of what was next, what was to come next. So once this blonde haired woman, who is a woman who'd been constantly rejected and and represents the church that had been constantly rejected and put down and misaligned, eventually that church, which goes into the ground and seems to die because obviously the old structures have died now, then out comes this new church. Now, I know Christians get nervous when you use pagan metaphors, but it is like the metaphor of the phoenix. The phoenix dies in the fire and the ashes of its own demise, and it's born, it dies in the fire, and it's born out of the fire as well. The very thing that seems to be the end of it is also the source of its beginning. And so in the death of the first wife, so to speak, she dies. Then from the ground comes this new bride. To all intents and purposes, it's still made up. I guess the body of Christ is still made up of the same people, but new ways of doing things, a whole new culture, a whole new understanding, a church which goes into the ground as a remnant church, but comes out of the ground as the normal church of the future. And so once she is established, then the next part of my dreams on this Life on the Farm dream, I saw in the sky pillars of fire and various other things, which I don't really need to get into now. But I saw massive pillars of fire in the sky. And this represented two things, both the urgency of that the end of days was imminent, but also that revival was imminent. And then in this dream, these black wings grew on my back, and then suddenly fire from heaven hit them and they caught fire. And then I touched people. I remember touching the blonde-haired wife and my son that she bore, and they both instantly caught fire, but not bad fire. It was a good fire. It was a fire of revival and holiness. And then they touched people and they caught fire, and they touched people and they caught fire, and it was like a praise and worship type thing, and it was releasing this fire and glory of God. And you know, from man to child, from wife to son, the farm, it was all flame on it. The whole place just erupted in fire, and it was glorious, and it was God's revival. And I remember many years ago, God showed me this dream, one of my first ever dreams, actually. In fact, it was the first dream I ever had of this. They saw these the south coast of England, and all these beach huts, and these beach huts represented churches and man-made institutions that were allegedly religious. And this huge big tornado of fire came and just obliterated all of these beach huts and stuff. And God said, you know, all of those things that claim to be in my name but they're not founded on me properly, I will completely consume and destroy. So that's the death of the first church, so to speak. And then at the end of this beach was this stone house, and the fire and the glory of God came down onto this house and consumed it. And then in the next scene, I was taken inside this house and the fire lifted, and I could see the whole house was just made of these beautiful shining gemstones that was encrusted into the cement and the very structure of the house. And it showed the church in a purified, beautiful sense, and it just looked glorious. And it's the same with this dream. Once the woman, the blonde haired woman, appears and she represents the new church, then from that will then come revival, and the greatest revival the world has ever seen. Now, I know a lot of Christians out there don't believe in revival and stuff, and you've got to take what I'm saying with a pinch of salt, I guess, and weigh it and test it. But I've had many of these dreams. These dreams keep recurring to me, and they've been recurring to me all of the time since 2009, and they haven't stopped. Now it's 2024, and I keep getting them. And so I just feel now is the time to share that. I spoke to my wife, Tracy, and she was happy for me to share this. And so now is the time for me to share this to you. And I do think these dreams are more significant than you might realize, because they represent something that is truly coming. That it represents, in one sense, the mourning and the loss of that which we currently know, and we do love it, which is the church as we currently know. But she is going to die. But then from that, those ashes of demise, and from that seed that falls into the ground, will come the new bride, the new church, so to speak. I mean, there is only one church, but it's a metaphor, please understand that. This new church with new culture, a new understanding, a new heart, one that's born from adversity, one that's been through the trials, one that's been constantly rejected by man. But now she is now tethered to Jesus in a whole new way, and she's found joy and fulfillment in her marriage to the Lord in a way she's never had before. Now, then and then alone, is she ready to receive the fire that will come from on high. Where are we at now in this process, in this timeline? We are now seeing, whether the woman knows it or not, the illness, the cancer is eating the church. And we can see that now in our culture, whether you're in Europe, America or Britain, the church is being ravished from within in various different ways. And I don't need to explain what those ways are. You and I know quite obviously what those things are. But the church is being ravished from within. And unfortunately, it will destroy the church, not the people necessarily, but certainly the buildings, the institutions and all of the things that go around that. They will all go. But then in time, from that demise will come a new church that's, I wouldn't say revived, but is renewed, a renewed church with a new heart and a right spirit. And that's the church that will be ready for revival. I want to end with this. I remember a prophecy given in the 80s, which was the, not from myself, this is from some guy called Mr. Minor. I can't remember his first name, John Minor or something like that. And the prophecy basically said there'd be two winds that would blow through this nation. The first wind was the wind of holiness. And those that did not turn into the first wind could have no part of the second wind. And the second wind was the wind of power. And this is what we're seeing now. We're seeing the demise of the current church, and the wind of holiness is blowing. And only those that choose to pay the price, the sacrifice and the rejection, and to even have to stand alone or stand with the remnant church, they will be the ones that they face into that wind of holiness. And as difficult and uncomfortable as it is, they will be the ones that will receive the power when the fire from heaven comes down onto the earth and ignites his church. And it will be a revival like no other. I've seen the church at the end of days, and she is glorious. I will end with this. I saw one of my visions, and this was like a dream. And in this dream, I was in the Valley of Decision under a blood red sky. And I saw the army of the Lord, which was the church. And she was glorious, absolutely glorious. Everybody was clad in armor, shining, gleaming armor from the top of their heads to their toes. Not a single piece of flesh was exposed. That's an interesting metaphor in itself. They were just completely clad in the armor of God from head to toe. And amongst those people were these giant war horses with mighty anointed men and women riding these war horses. The horses themselves were completely clad in armor, so much so you couldn't even see the horse. And the people riding them were clad in armor, so much so you couldn't see a single bit of their flesh on their bodies. And this gleaming army, led by these great generals of faith, went out into the front line where the enemy was waiting to battle out with the church, which is the end time battle of good versus evil, where the church literally faces off the Antichrist. There you go. So that's what I felt I've had permission now to share with you. As I said, I've been sitting on the dreams of the two wise for a long time, and it's been a riddle to me. And, you know, it's taken a lot of prayer and understanding to figure out what they mean. But now is the time to share it. And I hope that blesses you, gives you some encouragement and consolation for the things that you're now about to see. I personally think you're going to see the demise of the current church. You're already starting to see it, but it will die. And I think in the next few years, you will literally see the death of the modern day church. But out of the ashes will arise the new bride, and she will be ready and garnered and prepared to receive the revival fire that's coming from heaven. God bless you. Amen.